verse number 24 will serve as a basis for our thoughts tonight. Which says that Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. This passage introduces the thought of walking with God. And that's what we want to look at tonight, what it means to walk with God, what's involved in walking with God. So all the songs that we're going to sing will pertain to that. The next one that we're going to sing, they're number 113, or 210. I Come to the Garden Alone. We'll begin to introduce that thought.
I come to the garden alone, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. And he walked with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. And he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling, but he bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me I am his own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known.
Be the next song that we'll sing there, 489. Walking is a very common experience which we all have a part in. When we walk, however, with someone who is great, it's not a commonplace experience. I'm sure that you have had visitors in your home, or you've went to visit with people and maybe had the opportunity to walk with them, and maybe that was some of the highlights of your life, and you look back and cherish some of those moments of people you've been able to have association with and walk with. So it is walking with God. It should not be a commonplace experience. This passage speaks of Enoch. that walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. His association with God was so close that it was as if he was one with God. Walking with God is one of the three cardinal duties of man, which is mentioned in Micah 6 and verse number 8, where Micah writes, "He hath shown thee, O man, what is good, and what the Lord requires of thee, but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy God." Our walk with God, however, is a walk of faith. 2 Corinthians 5 and verse number 7 says, "We walk by faith and not by sight." We do not see God as we walk with him, as we live with him here upon this earth. This reminds me of what we studied about this morning, of David and his seeing of God, that he could see God when all the army of the Israelites could not see God and did not see God, because David walked with God. The word "walked" here is there's a play upon the word. It's a walk as we live, as we walk through this life, as we go from birth to death. Life must be a walk with God. When we walk by faith, we walk with God. People who do not trust in God, who do not walk in faith, can find life very difficult, it seems to me. What do they have to hold to? What is their security? Where do they find peace when they cannot have a God to live with, to depend upon? Walking by faith simply means that we're going to be depending upon God, believing in him, trusting in him, as David trusted in him in our study this morning. But before man can walk with God, before we can live with God, we must join the Lord's presence. This includes a change in the way of life. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 points out how that sin separates us from God. Isaiah said, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that he cannot save, neither is his ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your sins have separated between you and your God." Because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, our sins must be forgiven. We must have them washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. And so there must be a change of life. To walk with God, we cannot walk in a life of sin. We cannot walk in a life of rebellion against God and his will. We must join him. We must come into his presence. Of course, that requires that we turn from sin. Paul said to the men of Athens in Acts chapter 17, and verse number 30, that God commands all men everywhere to repent. To repent means to make a change in one's life, to turn away from sin, to turn to God and begin to live for him, begin to live a life of trusting, depending upon him. But then also we're told that we have to live a life that confesses faith in Jesus Christ. We must confess with our mouth that we believe Jesus is the Christ, according to Romans 10 and verse number 10. But not only must we confess faith in him with our mouth, we must live a life that confesses faith and trust in him each day that we live. And then to join him, to put him on, we must be baptized into him. Galatians 3, verse 27 says, "For as many as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ." We must bury that old man of sin, that old way of life must come to an end. That old man must die. He must be buried, and we must be raised to walk in newness of life. Romans 6, verse 3 and 4, "Know ye not that so many of us as have been baptized into Jesus Christ have been baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life." And so there must be a change. There must be a newness of life. We must change in order to join His presence and then live a life of trusting and depending upon Him. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, "Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature. Behold, old things have passed away, and all things have become new." So before man can join the presence of God and walk with Him, live with Him, he has to make that change. This song that we're going to sing now, 489, speaks about that stepping in the light and that change that there is that must be made. Shall we sing 489?
Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, trying to follow our Savior and King, shaping our lives by His blessed example. Happy, how happy the songs that we bring. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light, pressing more closely to Him who is leading when we are tempted to turn from the way. Trusting the arm that is strong to defend us. Happy, how happy our praises each day. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light. Trying to walk in the steps of the Savior, upward, still upward, we'll follow our guide. When we will see Him, the King in His beauty, happy, how happy our place that is sigh. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, stepping in the light, stepping in the light. How beautiful to walk in the steps of the Savior, led in paths of light.
113, if you can see, is on the board there. 113. One of the things that would be involved in walking with Jesus, walking with God, is that we will be active in His service. When we walk, it's not just sitting, it's not passive, but we are walking. We're going to be active in living for Him, working in His service. We cannot walk with Him and be idle. We cannot walk with Him and be negligent of our duty. In fact, if we're going to be walking with the Lord Jesus Christ, we want to remember that He's described in Acts 10 and verse 38 as one who went about doing good. And if we're going to be walking with Jesus, then that's what we will be involved in. Going about doing good. And Jesus says in John chapter 15, verse number 2, He says, "Every branch in Me that does not bear fruit, He taketh it away. And every branch," He says, "that bears fruit, He prunes it that it might bear more fruit." So the Lord wants us to bear fruit. We are to be active, doing work in His kingdom. In verse 8 of John 15, "Herein is My Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. Then are you truly My disciples." Jesus bore fruit. He performed service. To be His disciple means that we are going to be bearing fruit also. As we walk with Him and we're active with Him, we will become strong in the power of his might, because we will depend upon him and trust him. We will grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, as we walk with him. We will grow in love one for another as we walk with him. We will make progress toward the highways of holiness as we walk with him. So there's a great deal involved in walking with him. We're going to become holy as he is holy, as we're commanded to do in 1 Peter 1 and verse number 16. We're going to be adding these Christian virtues and growing in them that Peter talks about as we live with him, as we walk with him. Peter says there we should give all diligence to add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. So as we walk with God, as we live a life with him, we're going to grow in these things. The next song speaks here about the footsteps of Jesus. These footsteps we must follow. Number 113.
Sweetly, Lord, have we heard thee calling, come, follow me, and we see where the footprints falling lead us to thee. Footprints of Jesus that makes the pathway grow. We will follow the steps of Jesus. Shining portals turning up thee, we shall walk with the glad immortals, heaven's golden stream. Prince of Jesus that make the pathway glow, we will follow the steps of Jesus.
Number 24. To walk with God will also mean that we will never be alone. You're walking with someone, you have a companionship. Oh, God made man, saw that it was not good for him to be alone, so a helpmeet was made for him. Walking with God's not necessarily going to solve that type of loneliness and that type of need. But there still is a companionship that will be filled. We not only have the need for a mate, but we all have the need for other companionship. And with the companionship that we can have with God, loneliness never be experienced. Everyone may forsake us, but yet we have the companionship of God Almighty, the Creator, the one who sustains, the one who upholds. His promise is that he will never leave us nor forsake us, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. In fact, Psalms chapter 23, verse 4, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. These are blessings that we can have by walking with God, a walk in which we will never be alone. And this song here speaks about the fact, you know, that anywhere is home. There might be a lot of things that we might not have, earthly wealth and fame that may never be ours, or a palace fair. Here mine may never be, but let come what may, if Christ for me doth care. Anywhere then is home. David 24.
Earthly wealth and fame may never come to me, and a palace fair here mine may never be, but let come what may, if Christ for me doth care.
Number 231. When we walk with someone, have close association with them, it usually means that we are in agreement with them. When two walk together, spend time together, they have things in common. They share goals many times, aspirations and purposes. They're sharing of life together, in agreement together to some measure. So Amos 3 in verse number 3 says, can two walk together except they be agreed? If we're not in agreement with God, we're not going to be walking with Him. He's not going to be walking with us, is the better way to put it. To walk with God means that we are friends with Him, that we like Him, that we are going the same way. It means that we are seeking to do His will, that we do not doubt His word. We seek to do His commandments, to keep His commandments. Children of Israel were commanded in Deuteronomy 5 and verse number 33, ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, that it may be well with you, and that you may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Joshua likewise commanded, Joshua 22 and verse number 5, but take diligent heed to do the commandments and the law which Moses the servant of the Lord charged you, to love the Lord your God and to walk in all His ways and to keep His commandments and to cleave unto Him and to serve Him with all your heart and with all your soul. This is what's involved in walking with God and being in agreement with Him and being in unity with Him. When man disagrees with God, we are the ones who've lost the way. We are the ones who suffer. He ceases to walk with us. He teaches us the way. 1 Kings 8 and verse number 33 is as a part of the prayer of Solomon at the dedication of the temple. He prayed, then hear thou in heaven, and forgive the sins of thy servant and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk. And in Isaiah chapter 2 and verse number 3, a prophecy which speaks of New Testament time, in the giving of the new covenant. Isaiah wrote, and many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He teaches the way. He knows the way. What a glorious possibility that we have to be in agreement with God the Almighty and to walk with all the one who controls all, who rules all, the King of all. Do you walk with the King? Pray that you do. Let's sing it.
I walk with the King to heavenly land. The kingdom of light, the pathway of life, eternal His throne, forever 'twill be, to mansions on high, a crown there for me. I walk with the King, through pastures so green, by quiet waters to do His good will. He lighteth the way from darkness to day. I hold to His hand. I walk with the King. I walk with the King. His shall never be. Glad tidings to bring, His blessings to see. His love floods my soul with glory divine. His riches and mine. with the King, to pastures of green, by quiet waters still.
Heavenly sunlight. Walking with God involves walking in the light. Enoch walked in the light in a time of great world wickedness. Our day is a day of darkness also. We cannot walk with the world. We're going to have to walk in the light if we're going to walk with God. We can find the light. It's the heavenly sunshine. That's what we can enjoy when we walk with God, to walk in the light from above. 1 John 1 and verse number 7 says, if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. What a wonderful, great privilege and blessing that we have to walk with God and have our sins washed away by the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen, Andrew. Are you walking in the light? Psalms 119:105 says, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. This light that's shed is shed to heavenly sunlight, the heavenly light that guides us, given to us through God's word. Thy word, a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. One day, as we continue our walk with God and we walk with Him, we can walk with Him right out into eternity. Revelation chapter 21 and verse number 23 speaks of that heavenly city, that New Jerusalem, where we can be with Him forever and ever. And He says there in that passage, chapter 21 and verse number 23, that the city had no need of the sun or of the moon to shine in it, for the glory of God illuminated it, and the Lamb is its light. What a wonderful privilege to be able to walk in the light. Heavenly sunlight. 168.
Walking in sunlight on my journey over the mountains to the deep faith, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee. Promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul.
Light in His own dark.
bright sunlight ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight above. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine.
Number 705. Walking with God means we're going to talk with God. No greater privilege has been given unto man than the privilege of talking with God. And yet he invites us to do that. He encourages us. He has tried to exhort us to come talking to him in prayer. He says, ask. It'll be given. Seek and you'll find. Knock, the door will be opened unto you. As he pleads with us to come to him, to talk with him. The first song that we sang, I couldn't work all of these songs in to go with every idea and every place, every appropriate place, but that first song that we sang, I Come to the Garden Alone, is based upon the idea here of talking with God and walking with him. I come to the garden alone. A garden of prayer. All the dew is still on the roses. You know, Jesus went out, spent all night in prayer many times, got up early and went out to pray. And the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses. He speaks to us through his word. What a precious privilege that we have there, that he would commune with us. But that's what he does. We can get up early in the morning, maybe late at night or any time during the day for that matter, read of his word and meditate upon it. The first psalm says, blessed is the man, among other things, there who delights in the law of the Lord, and in it doth he meditate day and night. Precious privilege that we have to hear the voice of God falling on our ear. This is figurative language here, and the Son of God discloses, he walks with me. He talks with me. He tells me I am his own. That's a truth from his word. And the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. No greater joy that man can have, no higher privilege, no greater calling than to be able to read a portion of God's word, to go to him in prayer and speak to him, ask for favors and blessings. Praise his name. Give thanksgiving and glory and honor unto him. He speaks with me, or speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet. The birds hush their singing. And the melody that he gave to me within my heart is ringing. I'd stay in the garden with him, though the night around me be falling. I sometimes become almost angry in my frustration of the busyness of the days in which we have, with rushing here and rushing there and so much to do, so many things demanding attention, and there's not the time to spend in reading of God's word and time in prayer talking to God. A sweet time. He bids me go through the voice of woe. His voice to me is calling. Walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own. The joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. Walking with God means that precious privilege of talking with him. Walking with God will mean that we will grow to be like him. As we associate with people, they have an influence upon us. We cannot escape it. Every person you have ever come into contact with has had an influence upon you. God's word plainly warns us that evil companions, evil associations corrupt good morals. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33. But association with God will not corrupt, it will make us holy. It'll cause us to grow into His likeness, to be like Him. What a privilege that is. But it's all brought about through walking with God. It can't be brought about just by a casual reading of His Word once in a while. It can't be brought about just by some superficial association with Him. It's got to be an association of walking by faith with God. A closeness in that association. When we walk with God, we are active, bearing fruit to His name's glory and honor. When we walk with God, we'll never be alone. When we walk with God, we are in unity and agreement with Him. When we walk with God, we walk in the light. When we walk with God, we talk with Him. Whenever we walk with God, we grow into His likeness. Walking with God will have the same results in our life as it was with Enoch. God took him. No, it doesn't mean that tomorrow or the next day or something special like that, but as we live and finally come to the end of life, we can look forward to the same end that Enoch enjoyed, to go and to be with God forever and ever. To talk with God, no breath is lost. Talk on. To walk with God, no strength is lost. Walk on. To wait on God, no time is lost. Wait on. One time a farmer was wanting to hire a hand to work for him on the farm. And he had only one applicant. He asked the young man if he had ever driven a tractor and knew how to operate farm machinery. And the young man said, no, never had. He said, well, you know how to operate a milking machine. Can you know about that? He says, no, never have. Asking three or four other questions about things he'd need to do upon the farm, and each time the young man said no, he didn't have any experience along that line. And the farmer was getting a little bit upset, you know, and he said, finally says, well, what can you do? And he says, I can sleep when the wind blows. The farmer didn't know exactly what that meant, but that's the only applicant that he had for it. And so he hired him because that's the only one he had for the job. Well, he seemed to be a hard worker and so forth, but in 2 or 3 weeks one night there was a big storm, lightning and thunder. Looked like the rain was going to start falling just any minute. Maybe hail clouds were beginning to gather, and the farmer became anxious, concerned. You know, this new farmhand probably didn't know what he was doing, didn't know how to take care of things. He went to check the barn, the granaries, and found all the doors securely shut. All the animals, as he went from them to the animals, found them all in their shelters, and the doors securely closed. And then he remembered that new hay which they had just baled, and they were going to stack it outside, had stacked some of it out there, and he thought, man, I must get the tarp and go cover that. But there as he looked, it was all covered and securely tied down. On the way back to his house, then he remembered what the young man said, that he could sleep when the wind blew. He stopped and looked into where his house was, and there he was, sound asleep. The wind was blowing. You see, whenever we walk with God, storms of life are not going to scare us. When our trust is in God, as was David's, we have nothing to fear. What about, you know, this young man had taken care of all his chores, all of his duties, had nothing to fear. What about your spiritual chores? What about you? Can you sleep when the wind blows? Because you walk with God. No greater association can we have. The song we're going to sing now says, "Who will follow Jesus? Are you walking with him? Will you live for him? If not, then won't you respond to the invitation?" While we stand and while we sing.
Who will follow Jesus, standing for the right? Oh.